Time now to take a listen to some of the best music of 2008. Every day this week, we'll hear a different genre. Today, it's world music, and our guide is Banning Air. He's senior editor of the public radio series Afropop Worldwide. His favorite world music disc of 2008 comes from Central Africa.
When it comes to deciding what's a great record, ultimately it's really about the emotional impact, what it makes you feel. The one that I picked is a record by a group called the Kasai All-Stars, and it has a rather a long name. The name is, "In the Seventh Moon, the Chief Turned into a Swimming Fish and Ate the Head of His Enemy by Magic." I loved this record right from the minute I heard it. I took the advice written on the back, "Play it loud." This is a group that came together in Kinshasa, the capital of Democratic Republic of Congo, but it's actually an amalgam of five traditional groups from the central Kasai region. And what this record really says to me and why I love it so much is that it just tells you something about the Congo and why it's been such a powerhouse of generating pop music in Africa. I mean, Congo music has been for decades the disco music of Africa, the most popular music. But what you hear when you hear Kasai All-Stars is not that at all. It's really just a case of rural music gone to the city. And okay, they've added electric guitar and bass and they're singing through microphones. But other than that, this is real traditional music. You can listen to a lot of recordings of traditional music in Africa, but you'll be hard-pressed to find anything that's as funky, as tuneful, as soulful, as passionate, as just overall beautiful as the stuff that you'll hear on this Kasai All-Stars record. Sonorities of it, the feeling, the authenticity of it. There's something really hypnotic and mesmerizing and deeply beautiful about the grooves that these people create. It feels like it goes into something just really deep about what pop music is everywhere in the world. Something so elemental, something so kind of unmediated, and yet it also has this incredible air of mystery about it. Just put this record on and, as I say, play it loud and you will feel it.
To hear Banning Air's top 10 African CDs of 2008 and 25 other top 10 lists, go to nprmusic.org.